nickel and dime. That's how much diesel prices have increased overnight here in Texas. AAA Texas says the average price for diesel rose by 15 cents per gallon, now at $3.98 per gallon. The average gasoline price is up 11 cents statewide, 12 cents here in San Antonio, now $3.46 per gallon. It's about a quarter higher than last week. We were paying an even $3 a gallon just a month ago. Dennis Foley, KTSA News.
Bush told KTSA's Jack Riccardi he's proud of the work that's been done and is excited about its progress.
We closed down Alamo Street. We've gotten rid of the Ripley's, believe it or not, Wax Museum. We announced that about 3 weeks ago. The Cenotaph ain't moving.
As for the controversy itself,
look, democracy is not pretty.
Now Bush touted what he's done to protect the Alamo.
None of my predecessors secured the trademark or the intellectual property rights of the church, the iconic facade. And so that's why you have Alamo Rental Car and other businesses that have taken the brand.
The primary runoff is being held May 24th.
Dennis Foley, KTSA News. A hauler for David Gilliland Racing carrying the Arca Menards Series team's number 17 Ford was going west on Interstate 20 near Longview, Texas on its way to this weekend's race in Phoenix. Texas Department of Public Safety says it struck an SUV towing a small trailer it was following. Both the SUV and the hauler slammed into the median concrete barrier, scattering debris all across the interstate. The driver of the hauler, Stephen Scott, died in the crash. His two passengers were taken to an area hospital but later released. The SUV driver was also hospitalized in stable condition. Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio.
It involves more resources directly at the border.
Deploying boat blockades at appropriate regions in the Rio Grande River.
And razor wire at low water crossing areas of the Rio Grande. The Texas National Guard will also be prepared.
All troopers and specially trained National Guard will be equipped with riot gear in case of potential caravan violence, like what we have all seen occur in Mexico as the caravans were making their way toward the United States.
The governor also said the border region will be lit in high traffic areas at night, and there will be increased inspections on commercial vehicles coming in from Mexico.
Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio.
Two children are dead, 13 others are injured in a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, a town of about 16,000 people between San Antonio and the Mexican border. Witnesses told local reporters it began as a chase involving Border Patrol and state troopers, with a suspect shooting at police outside the school and then going inside to hide. Uvalde police confirmed that a suspect is in custody. The FBI is on the scene, and the Texas Department of Public Safety is leading the investigation. Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio.
Just hours after the discovery of the big rig in San Antonio, the Border Patrol Del Rio sector said it found another truck carrying 43 migrants in Uvalde. There was no word on any injuries related to that. San Antonio Congressman Tony Gonzalez told KTSA the border issue continues to impact towns like Uvalde, still recovering from last month's school shooting.
And what happens? We have a high-speed chase that goes through town. Everybody gets put in lockdown. They're essentially having to relive what happened 30 days ago.
Trucks found carrying migrants have been an ongoing issue for years here in San Antonio, with such discoveries happening multiple times every year. Dennis Foley for CBS News, San Antonio.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says someone came from out of state to San Antonio and paid a migrant to get others to agree to go to Martha's Vineyard.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses.
Those pretenses.
That they were promised work, they were promised the solution to several of their problems.
The migrants spent a couple of nights at a hotel, then flown to Florida, and then on to Massachusetts. The sheriff said it was all for a photo op to score political points. So far, no suspects have been named, but he says it's no secret who they may be. Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio.
The message is that he is in custody.
San Antonio Police Chief Wayne McManus says the now-fired officer, James Brennan, who was on the force for only 7 months, is facing two counts of aggravated assault by a public official.
It was unjustified, both administratively and criminally.
Brennan opened the door to a car that had been suspected of being stolen, ordered 17-year-old Eric Cantu out of the car while he was eating a burger, and started shooting when Cantu hit him with the car door. McManus said there will not be any changes to the department's policies or training.
This was a failure for one individual police officer.
Dennis Foley, ABC News, San Antonio. And they'll be bringing robots with them. Kroger plans to use its new robotic spoke and hub fulfillment center system to open a new facility on San Antonio's northeast side. And for stores? Well, no stores. It'll all be digital and delivery only. No robots at your door, though. Those will just be working behind the scenes. The company said this new system, which has shown early success in Ohio and the Orlando area, will allow them to enter new markets more easily. Austin is getting a similar deal. Kroger plans to begin service later this year. Dennis Foley, KTSA News.